Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Not a lot of news this morning. How's that for a headline? We've got you covered, and our operators are standing by with Thanksgiving food prep advice. Not that you'd want to take our staff's advice, or mine for that matter. On this Thursday, November 24th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning to one and all. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. And if you really do have a stumper on Thanksgiving food prep, we can forward you along to the expert, my co-host Celeste, who is home in the kitchen this morning making a turkey dinner and no doubt praying for the Detroit Lions for later today. We're going to begin with some family here on the program, a conversation with a couple of people we met over the past few years about the tough holiday road in this economy, and some favorite interviews over the past year. And among the things we're thankful for...
My name is Dorian. I'm calling from New York. One Thanksgiving, we traveled to Chicago to see my uncle, who was a gourmet cook. He thought turkey had gotten so boring that he insisted on cooking beef Wellington. And as delicious as that filet mignon wrapped in crust was, it just didn't feel Thanksgiving to me as a boy without a turkey on the table.
Oh, that is a great beef Wellington story and a great story altogether. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Share your story with us this morning on this Thanksgiving morning or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Let's get you caught up on the headlines now. A truce in Egypt. After nearly a week of deadly violence, the country's ruling military generals are striking a conciliatory tone this morning. Two officials appeared on national television to offer an apology for the more than three dozen protesters killed in clashes over the past 6 days. Commanders of the Egyptian military are seeking to defuse the crisis in time for parliamentary elections set to begin on Monday. However, thousands remain in Tahrir Square to call for a moved-up presidential election. We'll be following the details from Cairo all morning. Ali Abdullah Saleh is now the former president of Yemen, believe it or not, after signing over power to his vice president. Saleh resigned yesterday after months of pro-democracy demonstrations, one of the many throughout the Arab world. The White House welcomed the decision, saying it's an important step forward for the Yemeni people. Meanwhile, all over this country, the Great Thanksgiving migration is underway. AAA says the number of Americans traveling at its highest since the beginning of the recession. The experience wasn't so bad for most. Here's a flyer at Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
Easy. There's been no traffic, no people at the airport. Every year we're always pleasantly surprised that it's never as crazy, everybody says.
And let's check in at New York's Penn Station. Amtrak operating at full capacity.
Usually the bus runs late, so Amtrak runs late. So I'm skipping two classes today to come home earlier.
And here's a couple heading out from Atlanta. They had the right idea.
My father kind of organized an entire family meeting in Virginia for Thanksgiving. So we're making it happen.
Having it catered, nobody's cooking.
No one's cooking, a catered event. First time ever for our family in Virginia.
Man, I'm headed to Virginia. Okay, share your Thanksgiving story with us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. One of the great Thanksgiving traditions gets underway in just 3 hours. The 85th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will soon head down Broadway in New York City. 15 balloons, including newcomers Julius the Monkey and Tim Burton's B-Boy, will march through the streets of the Big Apple before Santa Claus wraps it all up to officially usher in the holiday season. Let's check the markets. Asian markets mixed. European indices are up. Of course, New York markets, Wall Street's closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. They will reopen tomorrow for a shortened trading session. Throughout today's program, The Takeaway will be giving thanks, looking back at some of the favorite interviews from the past year, celebrating other holidays. We're actually going to check in with an interview we did on identity in America back on July 4th. And later this hour, we're going to replay an interview with Kevin Clash. You don't know who Kevin Clash is, but he's the most famous puppeteer in the world, probably. He plays Elmo on Sesame Street. We'll tell him how he got that job, or we'll find out how he got that job. And coming up this hour, 50 years ago, a female runner changed the face of running when she competed against men in distance events. Today, on Thanksgiving, she'll celebrate her act of defiance by running. Once again, we'll talk to her about the significance of the race today and the one 50 years ago and how it shaped her and the athletic future of America. Patty wrote to us on Facebook, "I'm thankful for the Occupy Wall Street movement. I stand with people around the world to say that we want humane culture, not a corporate one." Share what you're thankful for at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org.